brought to you by Penguin.
Passion Tide by Monique Ruffey. Read by Martina Laird, Bert Caesar, and Amy Okumura Jones. For all the others. We seek beyond history for a new and more possible meeting. Audre Lorde. All things are by nature void. They are not born or destroyed. The Heart Sutra. So leave me alone, Calypso Rose. Part 1. Holy Tree. When Carnival was over, Port Isabella, San Calibri, some time ago.
1. The man left quickly, like a rat, left me behind, running away after the slashing. My neck hurts, that bite, teeth biting me hard. Sora! I shout, but no sound comes. My throat was hurt, choked. I'm looking down from above, and also curled up on the ground, down in the garbage, bottles and cans, cardboard boxes, tree roots like rivers, mounds of trash. Oh, no, not there. Carnival Tuesday. My costume still on. Pale nest of arms and legs, jewels in my headband. I wanted to take the costume home. Nausea surges up. Flashes of the attack. No, no, no. Me. Floating. Looking down at my body amongst the smashed up cannonball fruit. A holy tree. Sora! I cannot be dead yet. Please. I'm not ready. I want to fall back down again. Please. Play Steel Pan again. Get me down. Somebody come. Fetch me. Go back down, Sora. Go home. Far away. Laughter. Blast lap parties. People liming. Dancing. Breathe. Breathe. Am I already all that's left?
No port ever innocent. Inspector Cuthbert Loveday peered out across the valley of rooftops towards the misted blue of the gulf. Sky bright, bright already, even so early. Light so light, it hurt his eyes to look out the window, even through the narrow slats of the blind. Sun already dripping down like a fire, and another carnival done. Everything calm, quiet, all of it like earthquake weather. Morning after, everybody sleeping. Angelica sleeping too. One leg hanging off the bed, her backside naked to the world. And to wake her up for more sexing meant more effort than he could give right then. And anyway, he had her get home soon, before the wife get vex and cuss. He flipped the slats closed, lit a cigarette. A knot in the pit of his stomach. A faraway dread he barely heeded these days. He was okay. He always would be. And yet, tap, tap, tap at his back, like someone always trying to get in. His work phone vibrated softly on the ledge. The incoming number flashed the unit's new duty sergeant, Alwyn Ryan.
Yeah, Alwyn, what's up?
We get a call from some workers out cleaning up. They find a dead woman on the savannah under a tree.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?